The next point I would like to focus on is the second conditional. The second conditional is used to talk about the future events which are imaginary or unlikely. To illustrate this, look at the examples. If people complained, things would change. If he had the money for a deposit, he would buy a flat. In the first example, it is unlikely that people will complain. In the second example, it is unlikely that he will have the money. Therefore, we say that the second conditional refers to imaginary or unreal situations in the present or future. If we look at the verb forms, we can see that the past simple tense is used in the if clause, and would plus infinitive in the main clause. Although a past tense is used in the if clause, the reference is present or future. Look at the translation of the first sentence into Serbian.